Hello, and welcome to this week's FaithWorks on Redeemer Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. Thank you for joining me, and thank you once again for making Redeemer Radio Catholic Radio part of your faith life. This week, we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Scott Hahn concerning some of his newest books, including Kinship by Covenant, Covenant and Communion, The Biblical Theology of Benedict XVI, and a project that I'm especially excited about, the new Catholic Bible Dictionary that has just been published. Scott, as we concluded our episode last week, first, thank you again for your willingness to continue our conversation here.
Sure. Great to be back with you again, Matt.
Well, as we wrapped up last week, one of the topics for our discussion was, of course, on the idea of covenant as it was developed in the theology of Pope Benedict XVI, and also as this has been something of a central preoccupation of your academic life for some decades now, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I mean, it goes back really far beyond the time I became a Catholic in 86. It goes back to around 1974, 75, when I was finishing up my third trip through the Bible in high school, getting ready to go on to college and study theology. I just came to the conclusion that if you really want to understand God, you got to come to grips with the Bible. But if you really want to grasp the meaning of the Bible, you have to come to grips with the notion of the covenant. The Old and the New Covenants, of course, divide the Bible into two parts. But even more, you can see how they represent the two phases of what God has been doing in giving us promises that he has fulfilled in Christ. And so in college, I focused on covenant and discovered something that was mildly disturbing, that I had misunderstood covenant like so many others, just kind of thinking of it as synonymous with contract, and then discovering that, no, if you have a covenant, you actually extend sacred kinship bonds. You now relate to the other person as a brother or sister, as a family member. And to apply that to the Bible, I mean, that really took me...